Madam Chair.
Hala, I was privileged to teach.
Thank you, Chair, Your Excellencies, and the Honorable Dr. Hala. I was privileged to teach at the Dar el-Hikmah Women's College in Jeddah and know very well the Saudi women's vision for the world. I start with a profoundly important topic, women, peace, and security. The Red Sea security is a key pillar of Saudi Arabia's domestic and foreign policy under the Saudi Vision 2030. My question to you is, will you develop a Women, Peace and Security National Action Plan which calls for the equal participation of women in leadership in prevention of conflict? The arc of Saudi Arabia's global leadership can bend to the promise of peace only with women's parity in decision making. Building from the earlier Jeddah processes, which were facilitated by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and mediating the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces to participate in ceasefire talks last month in Switzerland, is well acknowledged here by the CEDAW committee. My question to you, Your Excellencies, is how many women participated in the ceasefire talks? I now go on to Article 5, but I begin on the premise of the basic law of the Saudi Kingdom, which is Article 281, which calls for the supremacy of international treaties, including the CEDAW, which is now enshrined in the basic law. Under Article 5, I would like to focus on the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's description of the codification of the personal status law of 2022, which he called a qualitative leap in the government's efforts in protecting human rights. However, Your Excellencies, there still remains a fundamental contradiction between trying to empower women while also entrusting their protection to their male guardians. This reinforces a complex web of social control that renders women as perpetual minors. Many of my colleagues will speak of guardianship in many contexts. I will speak of guardianship as a structural challenge which facilitates domestic violence, as women may be controlled by their guardians. Without a male accompaniment, Your Honor, many women have limited ability to make use of legal services to file police reports. If a woman attempts to flee from or to file a police report about an abusive guardian on her own, it is common practice for her to be turned away, sent back to a guardian, or arrested. Where a woman leaves home without permission, guardians have had the ability to compel a woman's return through a court order. Release from a domestic violence shelter may also require a guardian's consent. Under Article 42 of the Personal Status Law, wives are required to obey their husbands in a reasonable manner and allows for husbands to make financial support, I quote, contingent on a wife's obedience. Your Honor, this might create a veil of impunity on crimes of gender violence and sexual abuse. Cases of filial disobedience can be filed against an adult woman, a crime that may lead to imprisonment. Women also still require a guardian's permission to marry or to be released from prisons and shelters. My questions to you, when will the kingdom abolish male guardianship, ensuring that it will be illegal to invoke the authority of male guardianship in any private or public affairs? Will you accord women in civil matters a legal capacity identical to that of men and the same opportunities to exercise that capacity? Will you revise the personal status law, which calls for a legitimate excuse for a wife to refrain from having sex with her husband? Will you revisit the child marriage laws? Currently, Your Excellencies, Article 9 sets the legal age of marriage as 18. However, it allows courts to authorize the marriage of a child under 18 if the child has reached puberty or if the marriage provides an established benefit to the children. These are ambiguous and indeterminate terms, subject to varied interpretations. I go on to the penal code. Without in the absence of a penal code, women are vulnerable to arbitrary arrest, arbitrary detention, and might face systemic violations of due process and fair trial rights. Women who are incarcerated require male guardian permission to leave prisons. Will the new draft of the penal code strengthen access to justice, which many of my colleagues have already spoken about? And will the state party ensure that the definition of rape in the forthcoming penal code is based on affirmative consent? Several women human rights defenders, as we've discussed before, have experienced multiple punishments and suffer severe psychological trauma. Will the new penal code be in line with a new understanding of what constitutes violence, including a recognition of physical, sexual, economic, and psychological violence? I finally go on to your groundbreaking anti-harassment law. And a cardinal feature of the law is that it also applies to new technologies, including social media. And at this moment of dizzying changes in artificial intelligence, we see that there are unanticipated forms of cyberbullying, including synthetic media, deepfake, doxing, and other burgeoning forms of technology-facilitated violence. The Saudi Kingdom has the largest information and communication technology market in the Middle East. And in 2020 alone, the Saudi Kingdom recorded over 22.5 million cyber attacks. So it is time for you to address cyber attacks through a feminist lens, through a gender perspective, but also being aware that the potential weaponizing of the cyber law can shrink the civic space for women human rights defenders. Your Excellencies, because the system of guardianship is premised on the inferiority of women, these stereotypes can become bait and bleed into artificial intelligence, perpetuating age-old and tired tropes of the subordination of women when Saudi women lead in every intellectual domain. As you know, Your Excellency, I'm a close friend of Lubna Olayan, who's one of the great glass ceiling shatterers in the world. And she's someone who defies the trope of the subordination or inferiority of women. I recognize the modernist reforms in the kingdom, and in that spirit, look forward to further progress in the kingdom. Thank you.